Salutations, everybody. I'm Sife.
I'm Gina.
And welcome to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. Season 5, episode, what is this, episode 22? Some shit like that.
It's on you.
Yeah, something like that. I messed up on last, a couple weeks ago episode, the last episode we did. That's why you had that little quick cutout in the beginning, because I said the wrong number. So I think we on episode 22. If it ain't, thank you for joining us anyway. Hopefully you're staying.
High and right, not fucking up.
Well, thanks for your encouragement, dear.
You're welcome.
And positive vibes, as always.
Always.
Hopefully you're enjoying your holiday weekend with family, friends, and loved ones if you are able to do so. If not, hopefully we can give you a little bit of entertainment over this episode if you are missing family, friends, loved ones in your lives. At least find something to smile about. You know, bug somebody for a turkey sandwich. Do what you got to do out here, man.
Yeah.
Do what you got to do. Go make some friends. Do what you got to do. What's been happening, woman?
Oh, getting ready.
As of recording time.
Yeah, that's
but,
about it.
Yeah, man.
I think.
Yeah, she, ladies and gentlemen, husbands, fellas out there, boyfriends out there, when your significant other, whether they're male or female, wants to pack half the goddamn crib, you got to put your foot down in this bitch.
Okay, we're not packing half the crib.
Someone is.
For two, I have to take everything because my son don't have anything. So it's just the way it has to be, I guess.
She just don't want to admit it. I had to put my foot down.
You didn't put no fucking foot down. I don't even know what foot you're even trying.
I put my foot down on her the other day.
You
let
did
her know.
Not.
You're not packing half this house.
I am not.
Got to make it clear out here.
Whatever.
Well, hopefully you are enjoying your holiday weekend right now.
Yeah.
And watching some football, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Getting annoyed by your in-laws.
Yep.
That annoying mother-in-law that you just want to thump upside the head.
Oh.
Find an excuse to get away from the family. You're like, yo, I got to work. You know.
I hope I'm not that mother-in-law.
You ain't even, none of our kids are even married yet. Why are you even worried about that right now? Ain't no baby mamas and daddies yet. Like, we doing all right out here.
I know. Which, thanks me, or was just thankful.
There's something to be thankful about on Thanksgiving weekend. Why are you thankful? No, break it down for people that might be new listeners. If you are new, we appreciate you guys checking us out. This is how we normally banter on our podcast. We go all over the place, and we just throw footnotes of certain subjects that do come up in the podcast. I do have to go ahead and figure out how to put timestamps on these two.
Yeah. So,
but I will get to doing that. But if you are new to checking us out, you can check us out in the description of the podcast on our different social media platforms. So, baby, break down why you're thankful that our kids ain't baby mamas and daddies yet.
I'm thankful for that because they don't have to deal with, you know, dramas and stuff. And they're able to learn themselves before they have to jump into something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Even though two of them are trying to jump into shit like that,
yeah,
and they don't work out ever.
Two of them are fatal as hell, man.
Yeah.
Parents understand you got them fatal kids. Them fatal kids act like they can't be by themselves.
Right. And I'm like, you've always been by yourself. And now you're like, I can't be by
you. Yeah, while you're like, young and in your prime, are you serious? What are you doing? I'm serious. That's even coming from dad, y'all. Come on, man. What are y'all doing? But also, one thing that I feel like you would be thankful about as much as I am is the fact that the cycle has been broken.
Yes.
The cycle of having babies while you're a baby yourself.
And Janae's, she breaks her own cycle. Because she's like, every year, she's like, look, I made it to 20. I was like, good for you. She says, I want to make it to 21. So she has her own goals. Love it.
That's an automatic thing. If you ain't got ran over by a fucking bus. or fell off a cliff, yeah, you're going to make it to 21. That's not a goal. That's just something that's going to happen anyway. Oh, I know what you mean, though.
Thanks.
I know what you mean, but I just had to clarify that for the listeners on why I thought that was so damn hilarious. Like, wait a minute, that's a goal?
It's her goal.
Then eventually you're going to get to an age where the goal is you want to go in reverse. Right. If that's a goal. But yes, okay, you breaking down. She breaks her own cycles.
Yeah, she does. She's like, all these people getting pregnant? Who the hell wants a goddamn kid? I'm like, right? I know the feeling. I didn't want to either.
100%. Man. But yeah, man, that's something to be thankful about, though, that cycle being broken. Because you're spending time, if you are listening and you are around family or in-laws or friends and friendsgiving, things of that nature, man. Some of the things that you have to be thankful about is the fact that you could kind of sit back, you know, I don't know how to put it, but in a way, when you're sitting back with certain family members and friends, and maybe you haven't been around them for a little while and whatnot, and you still see them in the same cycle of the same bullshit.
Right.
And I'm like, damn, after 2-3 years, you still on that same bullshit, bruh? Like, what is going on with you, homegirl? What's going on? Why is you still tripping on this shit? And then the family beef and all that other stuff that goes down. Everybody knows what we talking about. Every family's dysfunctional on this planet.
Check out our recent podcasts.
Season 5 in particular, of the last few months. Right before the midsummer break.
Right.
Yeah, man. But if you do happen to be around some dysfunctional family members, just know that you are not alone. Nope. Throw that dinner roll at them. Shit. Say, like, fuck off, Uncle Bill.
Yep. Everyone has the outcasts. Everyone has the black sheep. I'm both of those, so I know how it goes.
Welcome to the dark side.
Right.
Welcome to my world, baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But yeah, I mean, and then you also got those family members too that you cherish and do love. The ones that you do, man, that you may not get to see as often as you like or talk to as often as you like. But you do have certain ones here and there, man. Mm-hmm. There's a couple of them in your family that you like, yeah, that's my nigga.
That love gets strong.
Mm-hmm.
Goes deep.
So if you're not able to be with them, make sure you reach out to them too.
Yeah.
Yeah, send them a goofy turkey emoji, whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How many fights do you think are happening over this weekend right now as of recording time in families across America? I guess
we'll have to listen to the scanner.
If you happen to be one of those people that end up locked up over this weekend, we do apologize. We understand, man.
But walk away.
We understand, man. Hey, man, sometimes they just get on your nerves.
Go to a hotel. There's a break.
Who got money for a hotel?
You got money for the jail?
It's probably better off of there. Get good sleep. I ain't got to hear her mouth no more. You know how it go.
Go to a hotel. Come on. You got choices. Hotel or jail. Run.
I should have had that music behind you just saying that. Durr, 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 durr. Run. Yeah.
Run.
Yeah, man. But make the best of it if you're able to. If not, like Gina just said, just get out of Dodge sometimes. Sometimes it ain't even worth it.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't even worth it. Shit. Go pick yourself up a turkey sandwich. Look here, I go with them turkey sandwiches, man. Pick you up a turkey sandwich or something.
Keep going.
Man, and just, man, enjoy your time. Even if you're off work, if you're working right now, fortunate enough to have a job, enjoy this time off. And, you know, find something to entertain yourself. Don't be too crazy now.
If you don't like it, just walk into the kitchen quietly, get your plate together, get some foil, and go home.
Right, man, that to-go plate is a must.
Sneak out. Nobody will know.
Especially if you ghetto like my black ass back in the day. I'd do, I ain't stopping at just one house. And you know I got more than one to-go plate. I like the stuffing over here. I like the turkey the way it's made over here. I'm not a cranberry sauce fan, but I'll go ahead and grab some from over here because, you know, it'll be a little aight. You know? Deviled eggs over here. Oh, yeah, got to get those. Yeah, man, you got to be strategic about this shit because not everybody does a good Thanksgiving dinner.
I do a good Thanksgiving dinner, but I don't do all that shit.
Yeah, man.
I make it simple.
Some of the weirdest, man, how can you, I don't know what it is, but some people just fuck up stuffing. Yeah. How do you fuck stuffing up? It's stovetop stuffing. Why is it mushy? Why does it taste like fucking, what was those, mealworm dirt or something? What is going on with this?
Oh, there's also a secret to it, too. At least my secret. I switch out the water for broth. And then get some seasonings and stuff in there.
Yeah, but your shit don't look like it comes out of a blender.
No.
And don't put raisins in the damn potato salad.
Ew, who does that?
I'm not going to say your kind or your brethren, but...
Well, I wouldn't know that.
Yeah, because somebody found the spice aisle and said, fuck all that, I'm black.
Right.
Yeah, man. What's some of the nastiest shit you added to Thanksgiving dinners over the years?
Well, you just know what not to eat.
Well, that's a good starting place, yeah. And who made it?
Right.
Uh-huh. That's important.
So, yeah. I mean, there's usually... The turkey's always really dry or weird.
Weird in what way?
I don't know. It, all different ways. let's see. The ham, I usually eat the ham because they can't fuck that up because all they have to do is heat it.
Yeah, you can. One Thanksgiving, somebody forgot to turn the oven on.
Who was that?
Oh, we won't say names, but it was one of your aunts just recently.
Oh, probably. Why aren't these cooking? I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Idiots. So.
Family love, y'all. Love a family. But, okay, it's either dry or weird. What else?
Let's see. Oh, some of them's fucked up fucking goddamn potatoes. How do you fuck up potatoes?
Oh, yeah, that's another one, man. Especially, you know what I'm a big fan of? Them scallop potatoes at Thanksgiving. You ever had scallop potatoes?
No.
Don't tell me you ain't had no scallop. Oh, man, see, I'm conditioning her slowly, ladies and gentlemen. Joining the dark side.
I make my mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you mashed, of course mashed potatoes, but that can get fucked up, too.
There's a secret to that, too. Add cream cheese. Fuck yeah.
Man, you probably just lost half our audience with that one. They like cream cheese.
Mm-hmm,
Who puts cream cheese in mashed potatoes?
Try it. Lots of butter.
Let us know, ladies and gentlemen. Reach out to us and let us know if you think ketchup...
I'm giving you all my secrets.
If ketchup belongs in the refrigerator or if cream cheese belongs in mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just basics of the secrets. We're not giving away the whole sauce. We can't give the whole bag up.
Oh, no. I'm just giving one ingredient.
So, you don't remember something specifically that you was just like, oh, my God.
No, because every year there's something different. Thankfully, somebody else would have cooked that, and that's better. And sometimes someone else would try it, and it's not so good.
Mm.
There's only, I think, 4 things that I would eat when I would go. That would be the ham, broccoli and cheese casserole, and bread, because they couldn't fuck that up. It was from the store. And then...
it's dinner rolls, man. Yeah, the wire rolls. They coming straight out the package.
Right. And then, the pistachio.
Who?
Pistachio, I don't know. It's got stuff in it.
Oh, you talking about the that green, marshmallow weird pudding shit one. That you eat?
Not the purple one.
Man, that shit.
Purple one,
man,
is
that
disgusting.
Don't make no sense.
The purple one is a cranberry one. I don't like cranberries. So.
What the like what the is pistachio. That? I ask you that every
it's
year.
It's just pistachio pudding, walnuts, and marshmallows, and... Whatever else goes in it, I'm not quite sure, but it's tasty.
Yeah.
I like that one.
Not to me. But you like it.
Yeah, I do like it.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to learn how to make it.
No, you don't.
Don't fuck with me.
I am not a fan.
I don't care. I'll eat it.
I know. You know what I hated, man?
What?
The smell of fucking chitlins at Thanksgiving. Sorry, you might pull my black card on this one, ladies and gentlemen. I can't stand chitlins.
I hope to not know him.
Oh, my goodness, man. It'd make your whole house smell like shit for days.
Frying chicken's the worst. So I'd hate to know what those are.
Oh, no, man. Chicken ain't nothing compared to chitlins. And ladies and gentlemen, if you like me that don't like chitlins, you understand. And even the fact that your aunts or your uncles or your mom, dad would get them in those fucking buckets and they would pour them in the bathtub and fill the bathtub with water and just let them soak because they have to soak and get cleaned out because there's still a little bit of turds left in the pig intestines that got to come out and got to wring them out and all this shit. Yeah, man, chitlins are nasty, man. I cannot do it. Why are you fucking
putting it in the bathtub?
Because, hey, disgusting. You know what? When you grow up in the hood and you ghetto and you ain't got nowhere else to rinse shit and you can't go get a wading pool from Walmart like normal white Americans, that's where you fill rinse them off. Fill up the sink. You know, because they come. There's a lot of chitlins.
I don't know.
Yeah, you ain't never had no chitterlings.
I wouldn't even try them.
Nah, we never will. Nah, man.
I wouldn't even try them.
Oh, they're so nasty, man. But shout out to y'all that like that shit. Man, you better put a little hot sauce on that. One of my uncles just said, man, I'm not putting nothing on that because it ain't going on my plate.
That's horrible.
Yeah, man. Chitlins is one of my ones that's like, ugh. Don't invite us to your household if you make chitlins for Thanksgiving. We love you, though.
You leave smelling like chitlins.
Man, your whole, everything smells like, it seeps into the walls, into the floor, into the ceilings. It just seeps into your clothes, your pores. It's just nasty, man.
Oh, my goodness.
And then people want to say, well, you have the nerve to eat bacon. That's not the same. The presentation's different. Don't play with me.
No.
You're eating raw pig intestines. Not doing it.
No.
Doesn't sound appealing. No, Gina's sitting back watching the wait time right now because she's getting ready to go get an extravagant makeover.
No, I'm not. I'm getting my hair trimmed.
Oh.
That's it.
They ain't going to do nothing else special.
No.
Oh.
I already fuck it up on my own.
Speaking of hair, hopefully you guys seen that clip on our Instagram page of Gina saying that I don't have gray hairs when I do.
No, he doesn't. Motherfucker be lying.
Motherfucker be lying. Damn.
Just like try that? To feel older. I don't know.
I don't try to feel older. Do you? You know my occupation. You know what I've been through in my life. You know what I've used to do. My body is fucked up, player.
You are so young,
man. And you know what? That's great in age, not in spirit and in wisdom knowledge.
You're pretty old there.
Well, thanks.
So no, you don't have no gray hair.
Yes, I do. You're just not looking thoroughly enough.
Dude, I look perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do look perfectly, honey.
Aww.
I love you.
I love you.
Now I'm going to keep you fired up just fuck because. So what's been going on in the world? Anything interesting happened over the last couple weeks that you want to talk to people about?
I don't know. Things happen on a daily basis. And
well, yeah.
Then I start over the next day.
Okay. How's your yoga journey been going?
It's been good. I haven't been able to do it much past couple days because my back went out last week. And then I was getting it better and then it started tweaked out again. So, I don't know.
Yeah, that's that bullshit, man.
So, I've been doing it slowly or trying to do a little bit. But
got some geriatric aches and pains kicking in on our asses, man.
Waiting for reports to come back from the doctors. That's about it, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's
adulting.
I know, adulting.
Yeah, man, that's important, man. You get to a certain age, you just got to recognize real. It's just like, look, my car's 15 years old. You know, we don't age. I mean, we age in car years. Well, you know how dogs age in dog years?
I don't know.
Cars age in car years, and we age in people years. We shit. Age like dogs and cars combined, man.
My girl's fucking young. I don't know.
Are you referring perfect. To what your OB said in the last episode, that your pussy was beautiful, or are you talking about your vehicle?
My car. Thank you.
Oh, shit. Eventually, Gina is going to have a new vehicle.
No, I won't.
Yes, she will. And she keeps arguing with me about it. And you're going to get a new vehicle in the near future. And it's going to happen.
No.
Yeah, man.
It's
inevitable.
Perfect. That car is amazing.
Yeah, that car has been a stud.
I got all
these years
on my checklist. I got all green lights. I don't know.
Green lights. You mean green check mark from your vehicle inspection.
My car is fucking beautiful. I know. She does. She's great.
Yeah, she getting old though, man.
No.
You got to trade her in like girlfriends.
No.
And wives, you got to trade them in. They get too old. Got to trade your husbands in when they get too old, man.
Mm-hmm.
That engine blows up.
Well, I'm getting too old.
That starter don't work no more. Gas mileage ain't as good as it used to be. In a lot of ways, we are like vehicles, dear.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, when your body breaks down, man, that's just part of it. Of course, me personally, I don't give a fuck about getting old. I don't care about that part. I embrace that part. I earn that shit.
Right.
I just don't like the aches and pains that are associated with it. That's the one part that you don't think about. It's like, no, I don't care about getting old and getting grays and all kind of shit, but man, them aches and pains.
Nah, I don't want to hurt.
Get ready to rain out there or something. Knee hurting and shit.
That weather radar.
Mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you, man.
So, young
people, take advantage of your youthfulness.
Please do. Don't have no kids and don't get married. Have a fucking blast.
There you go.
That is the key.
Put a condom on and get vaccinated. Right. That is your future.
Oh, goodness.
So yoga's been going fine.
Yeah, yoga's been going fine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else exciting?
I'm just doing reading, and we got some stuff planted in the garden.
Yeah, man. We had to get our fall and winter stuff together.
Yeah, because we were slacking.
A little bit, but, you know, it was kind of funny. I did a little bit of research on planting the onions. Or no, not the onions, but planting the garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And one person was like, well, of course, we already knew you're supposed to put them in the ground September, October-ish, mm-hmm. 6 to 8 weeks before the first frost.
Mm-hmm.
And then underneath that, dude says, and if you're lazy like me, mid-November.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, but I put them in the ground around the same time, the garlic last year around mm-hmm. the same time when I put them in this last week.
Yeah, and they all did really good, so.
Yeah, man. So we got the onion out there. We got the garlic out there. We got the broccoli and the cauliflower out there.
Mm-hmm.
And Gina put some carrots out there.
Yeah, I got some carrots and some onions, some cabbage. And some radishes.
Yep. And we got lettuce growing inside under grow lights.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And Gina's been propagating the hell out of some plants here lately. If you guys like prayer plants, make sure you hit us up.
Yeah.
We have some prayer plants for sale.
Yeah, locals.
Yeah.
I don't know how to ship it. So, yeah, locals.
Locals my ass, man. We could ship it anywhere. Man, you better call Jeff Bezos. He know what to do.
Okay. Well, babe knows.
Shit, man, it ain't hard to ship a plant. Google it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but if you guys are interested in some of the plants, we'll have to take pictures and put them up, too, so people could check them out.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, prayer plants are pretty cool. If you don't know what prayer plants are, Marantas, Calatheas, check it out. Do some research.
Yeah.
Some of my favorite plants, man.
They are some beautiful growers.
Mm-hmm. And the way they raise up at night.
While praying.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I learned last
year. Circadian rhythms kicking in off of a full moon.
A lot of plants pray.
You know, and that's a funny observation that I made,
mm-hmm.
too, last summer during the pandemic and lockdown. I was like, why does it look like everything is standing up out here right now? We were out one night, out late one night, and you kind of looked around too like, no shit. Like, everything was standing up. I was like, even those pray. Look at that. Look at that molin over there.
I know, because I told you. I remember telling you that I've been watching them do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to understand, because when you put in, you know, why does shit pray, or why are plants praying, it just comes up with the
circadian rhythms.
Yeah. Or no, it comes up with the
circadian rhythms.
Prayer plants.
Yeah.
And it's just like, not just the prayer plant. It's like all these plants just
right
seem to go in the praying position.
Yeah, that's what I made that personal observation and came up with that epiphany on my own, because obviously I didn't listen very well since she was telling me the whole time that they were doing it in the first place, listening like a typical man.
I know, but that's because I said I've just been watching them, though.
Yeah.
Because I've been noticing, you know, one after another start to do it. And I'm like, well, that just isn't, you know, I don't know. I must have to say something. That all plants pray.
All plants pray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was interesting to see that, though, because I was looking around like, man, look at all this comfrey over there standing up. Everything was standing up. I was like, it just opened my eyes like, man, look at this crazy shit.
Your purse lane goes and closes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that. That's right.
Yeah, they all do it.
But we do encourage everybody, grow your own food, man.
Yeah.
Grow your own medicine, herbs, seasonings.
Fuck yeah.
Everything is possible.
It is.
You just got to start somewhere.
Yep.
It's very important. Because you don't know what the future may entail and what it may bring. Grow your own food, and if you're a meat eater, learn how to hunt. Those are important skills, especially out here in the countryside like we are, out here in the middle of Mayberry in the land of Oz.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man.
That is right.
Mm-hmm.
Completely. So how have you been doing?
I've been doing all right, actually. I've been doing all right.
Haven't seen you much lately.
I know, man. I've been working a lot. I apologize for that.
It's okay.
But we can't get rich overnight, damn it.
No.
I wish.
No.
Nah, man, I've been doing all right. Been working.
Mm-hmm.
Working on a bunch of different things. I'm also on another podcast that just started up recently, again, on season 3 of that. So if you want to look into that, if you're into music production and music, just music in general and topics of that nature, and if you're into using dolls and different types of applications and different equipment out there in the world, check out that podcast. Mm-hmm. It's called What's in Your iPad.
Yeah.
I advertise us on there all the time. I be talking. Yeah, that's the different side of Scythe that gets into the whole. Sometimes we get into geeky conversations about music production and artists and all of those types of things. So if you're into that, yeah, that's something else you could check out too. You can watch the visuals of that actually on YouTube too. Mm-hmm. So. But anyway, other than that, yeah, I've been doing all right. Been working on some certain things, sitting back, plotting, doing a lot of reading myself. I won't divulge what it is I've been reading into, but I'm obsessed into obvious things that should be obvious to a lot of people No, I'm not going to do all that right now. I'm not. But I'll let the results speak for themselves over time, and then I will maybe start talking about some of those things. But in the meantime, yes, fill your head up with things that are what here? What have I been saying? Here recently, you got to fill your head up with information that is important.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that's important. Even entertain yourself with things that are important, things that mean something. Most of the stuff out here don't mean shit.
Right.
It don't mean shit. I don't watch a whole lot of TV. I don't watch shows.
No. Nope.
If you notice, I don't really. I watch football. Go Green Bay. Let's go.
I watch Outlander when I'm cooking. I think I'm on like this 6th or 7th time watching it. Waiting for the next season.
When is the next season? Next year?
I don't know, man.
Oh, okay. I have still yet to watch the show, but I seem to know a lot of these episodes.
Yeah.
When I come in, I'm like, oh, you on this one, huh? Oh, I kind of remember this part. Yeah, just kind of funny that I come by and I see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But yeah, make sure you fill yourself up with time and information that is pertinent to you and your family's future.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you do that. Also, we've been talking about and conveying on our podcast too, have a hobby that keeps you interested, something that teaches you something new. You know, open yourself up, explore different ideas. Don't stay so narrow-minded, closed-minded to a lot of stuff, because you may miss out on opportunities that you didn't know were even there in the first place.
Yeah. It is fun. It's fun learning new things and always being able to apply those things.
I agree.
Have good outcomes. So learning is really important.
Yep.
And it keeps you above where you need to be.
And plus, you got to exercise the most important muscle in your body besides your heart is your brain, man.
Mm-hmm.
Well, your brain is second. Your heart is third. Your dick is first.
Man. That's
important. I'm kidding. But you got to work out your brain muscles, man. Got to keep you, because you already know dementia is imminent for everyone on one level or another.
I have it every day. I've had it for increasing I'll be having moments I'll be
like, man, I just had that in my hand. Where the fuck did I put that? I just had it.
I'm like, this house is full of duplicates and quadruplets of things.
And still lose them.
Because I have this habit of just...
Where are they at? I had three of them.
Putting them in a spot, thinking it's the best spot in the world for them, knowing that it's not. And then I have no idea where it is.
Trying to stay organized, man, and organized chaos.
That is my organized
chaos. Organized noise.
That's why I'm very adamant on the kids. I'm like, you have to go through everything. You have to go through the books, every page.
Yeah, yeah.
And Janae's like, why? I said, because there's 50s and 20s and all this stuff hidden in there. I said, you're gonna have to go through everything.
By the way, we live in Colorado, not in Kansas.
So, because I grabbed something for a bookmark, and I think bullets. That's the best thing, and then I put the book away.
I got a lot of bullets.
So, Janae's like, well, you better tell the boys that that's my shit. I'm going through the books. I'm
like,
okay.
Like, Taffa, you don't even read. Oh, is that what's going to get you motivated to actually read and do some studying on something? Put a little money in there? Come on, man. Yep.
It's a win-win because you have to look at the book. So you have to see if it's interesting.
Got to organize them brain muscles, man. Mm-hmm. Got to keep them strong.
Yep.
Quit thinking about money all the time. It reminds me of that episode of Loud House when they had them notes throughout the house that started in the attic or whatever because their dad was playing on. Oh, man.
The previous owner.
Yeah, the previous owner of the house. Yeah. And he gave him their work, gave them his work bonus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Cute.
Oh, man. But like we've been telling everybody, hopefully you're having a great holiday weekend right now. If you're down and out and depressed because you may have lost loved ones during this time of year, which is tough because I reflect on certain loved ones that I lost that I've lost in my past this time of year too, that still, you know, tugs at your heartstrings a little bit. We do sympathize with you guys. We definitely do. We send our love to you guys. We send positive energy to you guys, you know, and there's nothing wrong with reflecting on it. Just try not to dwell on it.
Yeah.
Don't try to dwell on it. Think about that person and how much you loved them and what they would want you to do if they were still alive.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that motivates you to keep going.
Yeah, take a couple deep breaths and tell them you love them and keep moving.
Mm-hmm. Unless they're the in-laws. Yeah. Oh, don't catch a DV, y'all.
Don't.
That's what I got to tell everybody to close out this episode. No domestic violence. Just walk away, like Gina said earlier in this episode. Go smoke a bowl.
Oh, yes. That's a priority. Oh, Jesus. Take those big inhales. Deep breath, breathe it in.
And if your parents or your family or your cousins, siblings, whatever, if they annoy you during this Thanksgiving weekend or whenever you are listening to this, just take that special batch of brownies that nobody's going to be aware of and just sit back and be entertained.
Yeah.
I wouldn't eat that whole thing, Grandma. I would just take a bite first.
Oh, my goodness.
Here I go advocating, you know, spiking the punch, so to speak.
Right.
Oh, come on. Everybody does it. No, but hopefully, like we said, and like I've been telling everybody too, man, just, you know, stay positive. Think of things that's going to keep you motivated if you are going through a tough time right now.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to tell everybody, babe, to go ahead and close out this episode? We didn't want to take too much of your time because we know you are enjoying yourself with them badass kids running around your house, tearing shit up. Them badass nieces and nephews. Boy, boy, boy.
Sometimes I'm kind of glad we have a little family.
Yeah, yeah. Just keep it that way.
Right.
What do you want to encourage everybody with, babe? What words of encouragement do you want to send everybody off during this holiday weekend?
Go in it with love. and just have a happy time.
Mm-hmm. I figured you would say something a little more clever, like, "Hey, yay, yay, yay."
Smoke weed every day. Yeah, do that too.
Stash something in your flask.
Right.
Have a flask and a joint, man. It'll be all right.
All right.
It'll be all right.
It'll be all right.
All right, everybody. Well, there's Ghost. He's doing all right, as you guys can hear in the background. He's mad and barking because he's not getting attention because right now he stinks. And Mama said, "I don't need you near me."
That's probably UPS.
Oh, I didn't know. Oh, did you buy some more stuff?
Yeah, I went ahead and got the media.
Got the what?
The media thing for the GoPro.
Oh, see, somebody, look, breaking news alert, everybody.
What? I make a lot of videos. You don't see them because I just don't do nothing with them.
Well, you guys will in the future, though.
Yeah, once he takes them and does something with them.
Oh, look, here we go. Employing my services, huh? Right. Yes, everybody. Hopefully you are having a great weekend or holiday weekend or week whenever you are listening to this episode. Yeah. If you want to check us out in our descriptions on our social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, you name it. We are there. We're not as active on Twitter or anything like that, but we are active on our Instagram page. We have been busy here lately, but we do see your comments. We do see your posts. So, All right, everybody. Have a great time.
Yes.
Hopefully you're staying
high and right
and positive vibes as always. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Deuces.